Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 52 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happening with the game, and of course a discussion point. And this week, we'll be talking about how much gold you should keep and not invest in the auction house, and the thought processes that might go into figuring that out. But without further ado, let's just sort of dive into talking about my week. Now, we'll start with Classic, because that's what I've been spending most of my time on, and certainly what I've been enjoying the most lately. Now, this week, I finally hit level 40, which was nice, and I had enough gold to buy my mount instantly, which is pretty cool. Now, I've still been spending gold like crazy though this week, and I've definitely seen my sales go up. They've been really nice. I've had a total of 460 gold in sales this week. Last week I had about 260 gold, so that's almost double what I had last week, which is amazing. Definitely showing that I'm on the right track and my approach is working, which is what you want to see. So that's pretty good. I've still focused pretty much almost only on material flipping. Now, one thing I have done is I've started facing the Mage Weave shuffle a little bit out, because it's not really been working particularly well. Or rather, it's not time efficient enough. Like, it works. It's like 20 to 30% profit, which is pretty good. Like, there's no going around that. That's pretty good. But the major issue is that the crafting time for the masks is just so long. It's like 30 seconds or something insane like that per mask. And you need to do so many of them to really make a profit, because it's only like maybe 12, 15, 20 silver on average per mask, which means you need to do a lot of masks to really get some gold out of that. So I'd rather spend my time running auctioning and shopping scans for just regular material flipping and leveling. But yeah, material flipping has more than made up for it. It's been doing really well. I've also done a little bit of vendor shuffles. I've bought some silk cloth and just turned it into bandages to sell. Just because it's of course free gold, and it's gonna be a little extra, and it's fairly quick. At least quicker than the bandit masks, because you don't need to like clean out your bags and stuff like that. You can just fill your bags and create all, and then go do laundry or whatever. When it comes to material flipping though, which is where I made by far most of my gold, I've been focusing primarily or almost 100% only on herbs and enchanting materials. These have the lowest vendor costs. In fact, zero vendor prices for the enchanting materials. And as I wrote about on Sunday, that means that they have the lowest deposit costs, which means that my approach is going to work much better, because as a lot of you will be aware of, my material flipping setup is not aimed at being the cheapest one on the auction house. I don't try to be the cheapest. I try to be fairly reasonably priced, but that means that I will eat some deposit costs, because I won't sell everything every time. I don't even try to sell everything every time. That's not the goal of the TSM settings I use. But that does mean that focusing on items with lower deposit cost is going to be pretty massive, because it means I get more gold and I waste less gold and silver on posting my items. It's been working really, really well. I've sold hundreds of a wide variety of materials, which is pretty cool. It's just nice. Now I've added one crafting market, which I wrote about on Monday. It's the Thistle Tea, which is a cooking crafted item that only rogues can craft, which is pretty cool, because you need the recipes from a rogue class quest. The crafted item is also only useful for rogues though, but it sells surprisingly well. You just need one swift thistle and the refreshing spring water from like an innkeeper, and you're good to go. sells really well. I've been selling them in the largest stack sizes they come in stacks of 10, and they've been selling quite quickly and with a surprisingly large profit margin considering how easy the recipe is to get if you're a rogue. So that's nice. Now, if you look at where I am right now, I have right now auctions posted for 137 gold, which is roughly a 50% increase since last week where I had about 88. Now I did literally just now, or just earlier today, spend 90 gold on my mount. So that's actually a little bit down from my max. I had about 200 gold in auctions on Friday. So my actual profit this week has actually been much higher. I'm currently down to just like 15 gold after buying the mount and some level 40 skills. But I'm assuming that this will go up fairly quickly. Because I really feel like I'm starting to hit my stride where I'm not just spending gold. I'm actually making a little bit. So we'll see. If this continues working as well as it does, and I can add some more, maybe some more crafted markets eventually. And with my extremely slow leveling speed, I honestly might end up with enough gold for the epic mount before I hit level 60. But we'll see. It depends on my leveling speed, and it also depends on how well I can sustain the material flipping. So we'll see. I'll definitely have to add a lot more markets to really get there. But hopefully the prices will be trending upward so that there are more materials where it's going to be worth it without losing too much on deposit costs. We'll see. Now if we take a look at BFA. This week I managed to get two sessions of cleaning out my mailboxes and posting stuff on the auction house. So it's okay. My total sales were not that great, passing just over 400,000 gold with 280,000 gold on Sunday and around 120,000, 130,000 gold on Tuesday last week, which means that my total gold is at 13.8 million. I had a little issue with my Excel sheet, so I didn't track my sales on Tuesday perfectly. But on Sunday, I had 155k BOE, and that's about it in terms of large sales. I also had 150,000 gold battle pet sell, a land shark. The only cool thing to note this week was that on Ravencrest, I actually sold a level 101 epic BOE from Legion for like 28k, which is insane. I've just been posting them using the default setting, and finally I moved one. I have no idea what they're used for now, but hey, if you want to pay a 28k for them, I'm going to be happy. I've still not spent gold on BFA, just been posting my auctions, which is going to have a large limiting impact on my sales, to be honest. But Classic is too much fun, and there's still, I really want to get into like a really good gold making groove on Classic, and I need to like hit 60, and I need to just keep buying stuff on Classic to do that. So I will be focusing like the vast majority of my efforts, which are a little bit limited, but I'll be focusing them on Classic for a long while. So BFA will be on the back burner. Maybe I will do some more BFA when 8.3 rolls around. We'll see. On the subject of that, let's just dive into what's happening with the game. There isn't anything happening with the game right now, but there are some news about the future. With the first like hidden content for 8.3 has been data mined. So that means that 8.3 will be coming to the PTR pretty soon. So that's going to be cool. Going to be exciting to see what they add. Throughout Legion, I thought they really improved the game, and hopefully they can do something similar for BFA and really fine-tune the mechanics, but we'll see. We'll just see what they bring. At least they'll bring some content, Now for Classic, we also got a little bit of news with the confirmation that Phase 2 will be coming out before 2020, so it will be coming out before the end of the year. Most likely in December, but we'll see. So that's a couple of months away. So you really need to get to 60 before then, hopefully, and just be ready for what Phase 2 brings. But that does mean that there is still a long a couple of months left in phase one, so they're still worth it to try to sell items that are best in slot right now. Definitely going to be worth it because they're still, you're still going to be using them for 2 months, which is a pretty long time. So yeah, no reason to panic about any of the current markets yet. Just get to 60 and enjoy it. Or probably a lot of you are going to be 60 already. I'm not, sadly, but hey, what can you do? So yeah, that's enough about the game and about what I've been doing. So let's dive into the discussion point, which is a question that I've been getting quite a lot on Discord lately. Or I've gotten it several times, and it's, how much gold should you keep around? And it's on one level, it's a pretty simple question in my opinion. Because at least where I am personally right now in Classic, I try to keep as little gold around as possible. Because if I can find good deals, then I'll spend gold. And with how little gold I have available, it's really easy for me to find good deals. So I will reliably spend myself down to zero. Now this might not be like completely optimal from some theoretical framework, because the advantage of keeping more gold on you is that you might be able to find better deals. Of course, a large disadvantage of spending all your gold is you don't have gold to buy if another better deal shows up. So at what point? So I think that if you have less gold than some amount, then you should just spend everything every time you can, because it's going to be super easy to find deals. In Classic right now, at least on my realm, I'd say that you'd need to pass the point where you would post 200 to 300 gold on the auction house at least before it would even make sense to be selective in your deals. Because at that point, then you're going to have maxed out at least a couple of material markets in terms of reliably buying everything below 80% if you use my setup. Every time you're online, you're going to have enough gold to buy everything below 80% and repost it for a couple of markets. So at that point, it starts making sense to keep some gold back from those markets. But you, of course, you want to add more items to the auction house because that's how you get more sales. So at that point, I don't think really you should keep gold on you, but you should look for new items to spend gold on that you can either use for crafting for something profitable or that you can flip profitably. Because overall, there isn't an advantage to having gold on you outside of being able to buy stuff that shows up. So if you want to, as long as you can find items that you can reliably resell for a higher price, you should always spend the gold. And for most of you, you'll still be in a position where your capital, the amount of gold you have, is the main limiting factor to what you can do with gold making. And that's probably going to be the case for most of us for a while. Because capital in Classic in particular is at a real premium. There's not a lot of gold around in the economy. So you really, there's so much to spend it on. People are still buying tons of expensive what are they called, skills, and they're also buying their mounts and everything. Of this is just taking a pretty large amount of gold out of the game. So there really isn't that much gold to go around, which means that you really want to spend it on stuff that you can, stuff that is valuable and stuff that you can resell fairly quickly. Now, you could make a case to do some long-term investments, but that's not really related to how much gold is optimal to spend. Now, on a longer time frame, actually, I don't think... when I think about it, I think that you really just want to spend all your gold until you're actually unable to spend all of your gold on good deals. So the way I do it, the way I always do it in practice, is to just make a lot of good TSM settings, like my material flipping setup, like normal material purchasing operations for when you're crafting. And I just run them, and I restock all of my markets until I have enough that I'm not going to run out for a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And then I keep posting. And then once I start go low, I'll buy some more materials to craft items again. Or for materials, I'll probably, if I'm doing flipping, then I'll just keep buying if they're cheap, as long as I have gold. And then eventually, if you just buy every time you can, eventually you'll hit the point where your total sales or the amount of items available will just be less than the amount of gold you have on you. And that's when your gold starts increasing. And then your gold will usually start increasing pretty quickly. Because you're just at the break-even point of gold spent versus gold earned, and it just skyrockets. That's what's happened to me every time I've done a challenge. And it's what I felt it's happened so far in Classic as well, where I'm probably saturated the herb and dust market for me personally. Because my gold started skyrocketing fairly quickly just before the weekend. And I suddenly started getting almost 100 gold mailboxes and just selling way more and not being able to spend everything until I spent everything on my mount. So yeah. My main sort of message would just be to not worry too much about how much gold you're keeping around. Just worry about finding good deals. If you're buying the right items at the right prices, then you're just not going to end up getting screwed over. So there really isn't too much... you can't really go wrong with that approach. Just spend your gold on good deals and you're going to be fine. There's no real need to worry about, oh, I need to keep a certain amount of gold around. The only reason you might want to do that is, of course, to make sure you can pay for your tokens if you're into BFA gold making and you want to pay for your game using token, then you may want to keep some around to make sure that your sub doesn't run out. But in Classic, just spend your gold as long as you can find good deals and the sales will eventually cover all of your expenditure as long as you're doing the right things. All right, guys. I think that's going to be it for me this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. If you did and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you really enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And that's it. I hope you have a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.